Friends, I have good news to give to you. There are a few good newses. Our first good news is what's happening today, right, at this Mass. That is, Willie is going to receive First Communion. And he is all smiles, and his parents and his family is excited about it. And I think for our parish, it's always a great event whenever we celebrate sacraments. Last Sunday, our second graders made their first communion. And today, Willie is going to make his first communion. You know, Willie, Jesus is going to come into your heart in a very special way as you receive his body. And I want you to always remember that he loves you and he will always be there for you in a very special way. Right? And as you receive Jesus after that, you know, at school masses and then on Sundays, that, you know, you're going to be stronger. You're going to be stronger in your faith and you're going to be you'll become more like Jesus, right? That means you'll be loving other people, you'll be helping other people, just like Jesus did. So that's the reason, you know, it's good news for us. You know, as we receive Jesus, we become like Jesus. Really important. The second good news is that our parish has a pastor, has been appointed, Father Mark Tomasevich. He's a priest. He was ordained on June 1st, 1991. That makes him 33. He's been priest for 33 years. So he will be here in mid-June. Don't know exactly when. Until then, you have to put up with me. So that is an okay news, I guess. Right? Getting back to our scripture reading. You know, I want to begin with our opening prayer. The first two lines of it. It says, "May your people exalt forever, O God, in renewed youthfulness of spirit." And there is something about Easter that has to do with youthfulness. You know, you hear in the Easter readings, you know, the apostles have this youthful spirit. You know, they are enthusiastic. There's a sense of awe of their experience. There's certain astonishment what they have seen. And I think it is very important for us, if we are going to have a vivid spiritual life, to still be capable to be astonished and deeply moved by the Easter joy. So my prayer is, you know, I ask the Lord to truly give us, no matter how old we are, a renewed sense of youthfulness in our faith. I ask the Lord to give our church a youthful cast, that the church in the world may be a sign of energy and the presence of Jesus who is risen from the dead. In that in mind, I want to reflect on the last line of our gospel. It says, "You are witnesses to these things." You know, after the resurrection, the apostles You know, they went and filled Jerusalem with his teachings. And they were non-stop teaching about Jesus Christ. And the substance of their teaching was that Jesus Christ is the author of life. Saying that, you know, Jesus whom you put to death, he is risen from the dead. He is the Savior of the world. He is the Lord. Right? That was the heart of their teaching. You know, because people were thinking that Caesar, right, the Roman Emperor Caesar is Lord. And he says, no, he is not, but Jesus Christ is the one who is, he is the Lord and he is the one who saves. And they taught in the name of Jesus and they healed in the name of Jesus. Everything they did was in the name of Jesus. So the question I have for all of us, you and me, is, have we filled the world with the teachings of Jesus? You know, have you gone out and taught clearly and often about Jesus? If not, we need to see this as our mission. You know, teaching about Jesus Christ. It is in the name of Jesus that we teach. It is in the name of Jesus that we serve. Now, when is the last time did you witness to Jesus Christ? Being a witness means giving testimony, right? Whom have you testified to, whom you have testified to about Jesus, about God, and about our faith? And what is your testimony? You know, have you thought about, like, you know, what is going to be my elevator speech, right, if somebody asks me about Jesus? The other day, Friday, I was heading to St. John Vianney, and then on 72nd and Dodge. There were these two young men. I think that they may be in their 20s, most probably, look like it. And they had the sign. They were holding the sign, right? The sign says, Jesus saves and Jesus lives. And I said, you know, I wonder how many people are seeing this sign and what is going through their mind as they see the sign. And I said, how many of us Catholic pass that sign, or Christians, and say, look at these idiots. You know, sometimes we just think of people like, you know, because we are not comfortable, right? We are not comfortable of these things, standing out and holding these signs, or being a preacher outside. We pass judgments. And what is going to be our testimony? I think it is important, in an important part of being Christian, is being a witness. The church is not a church unless it preaches. And I invite you to be a witness to Jesus Christ. I noticed, you know, this year here at our church, right, during Easter Vigil, usually we have people join coming to the church during Easter Vigil. This year we didn't have anybody. The question I think we have to ask that question is why? Why didn't we have anybody join the church? You know, what do we need to do? You know, what do we need to change? You know, because I think the place where our church is located, and if you look at our school, right, we have so many non-Christians in our school. You know, we have so many, so many non-Catholics in our school, so many non-Christians in our neighborhood. You know, are we able to show them who Jesus Christ is? Are we witnessing to them who Jesus Christ is? Are we creating them, in them, a hunger where they can say, you know, yeah, I want to know, you know, who Jesus Christ is? So my prayer for you and me today is that we have the courage, that God give us the courage to bear witness to Jesus Christ, to preach boldly, to teach boldly about Jesus Christ with love, compassion, and action.